This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, you spicy meatballs? Kevin Jackson is here. How are you guys? I'm feeling rather spicy today, rather sassy, a bit saucy, and I know you are as well. You have lots to look forward to, good things happening. Harriet Tubman said, every great dream begins with a dreamer. And she went on to say, always remember that you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars and to change the world. But she wasn't talking about dreamers coming in from Mexico. People who've come over here illegally to take advantage of a system that was made for people who've invested into it. No, that's not what she was talking about. She was talking about the people in this country who've made that investment. By the way, I was hanging out with some of those folks over the weekend, South Carolina Tea Party. Thanks for inviting me there. I hope you guys had a good time. I hope you enjoyed my little talk. You know what I like about the people that keep the Tea Party name, and we're one of them, teapartycommunity.org, sign up. But what I love about them is they aren't running from it. You know, there's strength in that name. There's a lot more that's going to be coming from that name. It's going to mean something. Think about everything that happened in the last year, in 2017. Donald Trump, rock star status, right? And where do we find ourselves? Fighting. Trying to win over the right, win over the left with the idea of DACA. Winning over the left with the idea of how corrupt and crooked those people are. They are still lying to you about what's going on in this country. And you've come off the best year in presidential history. Economy booming and on. Foreign affairs are finally lining up. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. And you're going, why am I fighting these guys? Why do they get up every morning and antagonize us and look for things to just, quite frankly, piss you off? That's what the left is. That's what they're about. And until we do something that just puts, you know, that just puts their lights out, they're going to keep doing it. This is the closest you've been in your lifetime to putting the lights out of the left, to just saying it's a knockout punch. People criticize me sometimes. Kevin, all you do is talk about fighting. Look, I'll tell you something right now. I'll be perfectly blunt with you. I'm a trained fighter. I don't care if I were to ever fight in my life again. I don't. I don't wake up in the morning looking for a fight. I wake up in the morning looking for breakfast. Somebody else cooking it. You know? The last thing I want to do is fight. Is it my personality to run from a fight? No. Never going to happen. But I don't look for them. I don't want to be around. If somebody else is fighting, I'm like, I don't understand what that's about. I'm going to go continue on my touristy, you know, adventure. I don't really care. But what I will tell you is, if you don't understand that there are people who are picking a fight with you every day, they're just pushing you, just pushing, pushing, pushing. And you got to finally stand up and go, that's enough. I said, and I talked about this at the South Carolina Tea Party Convention, I'm not being pushed anymore. I'm not being pushed by Hollywood, these weirdos out there doing the very things that they tell you that you shouldn't be. The women in the movement who donated their slutty dresses to something because, what's it called? I keep forgetting. I keep thinking Me Too, but it's Time's Up. These Time's Up women, they're all complicit. Every one of them. They're disingenuous. That's what the left is about, disingenuous. But they will stand up and fight. Fight for what? They're fighting against the very men whom they marry, who go to careers. Think about it. The Harvey Weinstein's wife is one of the most beautiful women I've seen. She's top quality woman. Ex-wife, soon to be. Georgiana something. I forget her name. She's gorgeous. She was with Harvey. Look, I get she might have been shielded from some of it, but there are women who knew they whispered. There were whisper campaigns when she came in, like, can you believe that Harvey's with her? I mean, does she not know what he does? But they will lecture you. And so we're going to talk about the SAG Awards. You guys probably missed it. I didn't care about it. I didn't talk about it yesterday because why? Why should we? You know, Kevin, I mean, the only thing that came out of it, there were two things that came out of the SAG Awards that were meaningful to me, and I'll share those with you here in a bit. But Hollywood, I'm done with them. I told you guys the other day, I'm done with feminists. I'm done with these genitalians wearing a vaginas. I mean, what kind of silly notion is that? What are you setting for, you know, for young girls? They run around, you know, bare-chested, naked, for all intents and purposes, or they're wearing vaginas on their head or have come out in their bodies as vaginas. Who thinks like that? Who thinks with their plumbing? I mean, I can't imagine going out in public with a thing that showed male genitalia. You know, I've got a costume that looks like male genitalia, and I'm like, men's rights! My gosh, man, we men need our rights! Let me tell you something, men need our rights, but I ain't going to go around in a penis outfit to prove it. I'll do what I'm doing right now. I will lampoon the knuckleheads on the left who want to believe the nonsense of the left, and I'll say, you know what, guys? I don't know how you feel, but paying child support for children you don't get to talk to, I don't think is fair. I don't think that the numbers that they establish for you to move on with your life is fair. I don't think that, you know, the idea that women pretty much automatically get your children in divorce are fair. And I could name you a lot of other rules and things that are anti-men. But you know what we do? As Americans, I'm not going to say it as men, as Americans who happen to be men, we suck it up. Wouldn't I tell you the hit job that have been done on children by women against their fathers over the most trivial of reasons, because the man and the woman couldn't get along? People using their children in that manner. How often do you hear that discussed with the women's movement? The ones who try to get their husband, ex-husbands or ex-boyfriends or whatever in trouble because they're mad that he broke it off and, you know, went to with somebody else. I mean, it's ridiculous. If we were that vindictive, it would be a bloodbath in this country. We just grin and bear it. They, you know, infantilize us. They, you know, emasculate us in all kinds of ways, the women's movement, and we just grin and bear it. Part of it is, you know, it's like, guys, I think we just go, well, whatever. You know, we're doing okay, even though you're trying to do all these things. Anyway, we have a ton of that stuff that I want to talk about today, but I want our talk to be about strength. So hold on a bit and listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Liberals, leftists, they wallow in this thing called stupidity. They marinate in it, in fact. Worse than that, they teach it. Even worse than that, they mandate it. See, when you're stupid, you want everybody around you to be stupid. You want them to be more stupid. Case in point, Barack Obama. Barack Obama, they told you, was very smart. Went to Harvard. Got his Juris Doctorate degree. He was a president of Law Review at Harvard. Yeah. Smart guy, right? Then you start digging into it. Let's see. Boy, I wonder what he graduated. Oh, they don't want to tell you his grades. Was he so smart that it was like, if we tell you Barack Obama's grades, no one else will ever want to be a student again. It would be so demoralizing to you how smart he is that you will never want to learn anything else. Okay. Or maybe he was just really dumb and they don't want to tell you how stupid he was by publishing his grades. See, because Barack Obama became the president of Law Review, on affirmative action. They didn't do it that year that he got it. They didn't do it based on merit. The meritocracy was gone. They said, no, we've been doing it too long that way. That just favors the white kids. We got to let the coloreds in on this thing. So they said, hey, Barack Obama, you're pretty cool and dreamy. How about we do it based on, like, you know, popularity? Who do we all think we'd like to see as our Harvard Law Review? Affirmative action people, please raise your hands. And all the little white girls went, he's so dreamy. And so Barack Obama became the first president of Law Review of Harvard who didn't actually earn it. By the way, you could say the same thing about his presidency in America. So he didn't earn it. You know what you do with things you don't earn? You don't really care about it. It was a scam. He scammed his way to be president of Law Review. And the reason why I can tell you is, and I've looked for this. I've researched it. Reviewed it. Please, leftists, let me know. Tell me the error of my ways. Barack Obama got one job offer out of college. Harvard, Law Review president. See, because in those job offers, he had to tell them what his GPA was. I'd love to just see where he put in so we could at least get a glimpse. Although I was a C student, I was president of Law Review, and although Law Review suffered under my tutelage, under my leadership, it has nothing to do with my ability to perform for you. And, so what's he going to do? He's an idiot. But he was smart enough to get other idiots to vote for him. And then, when he got elected, because what? It was a time in America when we were going to go through the transcendental change in our culture and all this other crap, right? That you were fed, and many of you believed, some of you voted for Barack Obama. Gone on, think about it, because I know it's the truth. I got a letter from a lady the other day. She says, Kevin, I voted for Barack Obama twice, the worst thing I've ever done. I will never vote Democrat again. I said, okay, see, there's a lesson there. You did it twice. You saw the error of your ways. Now you're back. And you promise you're going to stay back. Barack Obama was an idiot. And he still is. And if he didn't know all the things that were going on in his administration and he really believed it to be scandal-free, I rest my case. He was surrounded by idiots too. Yeah. There's a saying, stupidity combined with arrogance and a huge ego will get you a long way. I know that sounds counterthetical, but it truly is. I mean, it's the case. You got the arrogance, that huge ego. You're like, get out of my face, man. Get out of my face. People are like, eventually they go, well, it must be somebody. And that's what happened. Somewhere along the way, Barack Obama started believing the hype, and people believed it about him. So they were like, look, he's pushing his way forward, man. So what? He's an idiot. He's an idiot that's moving ahead. Let's go with him. And everybody's like, let's go. So everybody followed. The Pied Piper of ignorance let him off the cliff. Yeah. They mandate ignorance on the left. They teach it and they mandate it. They teach it to your kids. They teach, just I said earlier, we're going to go through some of this stuff, folks. We'll look at it. Chelsea Clinton, she's going to be in the news today. Look at tax cuts. Everything they hate about Donald Trump. Strengthening of the military. It's stupid. This is totally stupid. Okay, but hold on. What's the president's number one job? To protect the nation and, yeah. It's stupid, man. Stupid. People that have no concept on what it takes to run an organization will tell you Donald Trump's stupid. He got his way, you know, made his way to the top because he's an idiot, whatever. Let me tell you, if Donald Trump were devious, I'd hate to see him devious. See, Donald Trump played by the rules, and he became a billionaire. He said, give me your rules, I'll make billions of dollars. But he was never devious about it. File bankruptcy because I fell under bankruptcy protection. There are laws for that. I use those laws. Why are you mad at me? But if Donald Trump were devious, he'd be Michael Bloomberg. He'd be Bloomberg. He'd be Bill Gates. And he'd be Bezos on steroids. He'd be worth $250 billion, maybe more. And would probably be the first dude to get to a trillion. If he were devious, if he put his powers to evil, you wouldn't even know how to control this guy. The left, look at him. He's such an egomaniac. He's going to get there. Donald Trump said, I'll divest of everything, turn it over to my kids. This dude has got the cleanest financial underwear in the history of man. You can't find not a bogus connection or anything. Nothing. Can you imagine what Hillary Clinton would, how would she be carving up the world right now if she were president? You saw what she did when she was a low level, Secretary of State, and her husband's running the Clinton Foundation, and what they were able to accomplish there. She went from zero to being worth, a couple $100 million is what people said. That was at a low, relatively low level, just running interference here and there. Wait till Hillary started selling off the planet. Woo, we saved a lot of black people, and a lot of people of color got saved. I'm not talking about the Holy Ghost. High glory. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about your lives were saved, and you should be thanking us. You see a black person say, you're welcome. They're going to go, why, white person? You go, I saved you. Not God saved. High glory. Not that. No. Saved your life. Oh, man. In a closed society where everybody's guilty, the only crime is getting caught. Yeah. In a world of thieves, the only final sin is stupidity. That's what you're watching right now. You're watching the stupidity of the left. They've underestimated you. They underestimated Donald Trump. They underestimated the American spirit. Oh, my God. They underestimated you. Now they're getting caught, and they're all looking stupid. We've exposed them. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump weighed in on the Roseanne Barr controversy today on Twitter. The president said Bob Iger of ABC called Valerie Jarrett to let her know that ABC does not tolerate comments like those made by Roseanne Barr. The president said he never received a call from Iger regarding some of the horrible statements made about him on ABC, or he just didn't get the call. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked at the daily briefing what President Trump's tweet was all about.
He's simply pointing out the bias. The president's pointing to the hypocrisy in the media, saying that the most horrible things about this president, and nobody addresses it. Where was Bob Iger's apology to the White House staff for Jemele Hill calling the president and anyone associated with him a white supremacist? To Christians around the world for Joy Behr calling Christianity a mental illness?
A new study out found that if you wear glasses, you may, keyword is may, be smarter than the average person. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Professor Saul, thanks so much for joining me on Modern Conservatives. And I want to congratulate you first on your book, Discrimination and Disparities, which is a fascinating read, which I completed over the weekend. I want to go straight to that. If I understand it rightly, the thesis of the book is contained in the title, which is that that discrimination and disparities are two distinct things, and that there is what you call an invincible fallacy that seems to guide debate in politics and policy discussions, which suggests that any difference in outcome between different groups, whether they be races or the sexes or nations, must be to do with either discrimination or genetic deficiencies. And the argument that you make is that all the evidence suggests this is absolutely wrong. So, first of all, correct me if I'm wrong on the thesis of the book, and then tell us about the book and the thesis that you have laid out here.
You're absolutely right. It's amazing. Whenever you look for facts, when you do research, or either about people or about nature, you find skewed distributions everywhere. But when you listen to people talk, especially in the academic world, the underlying assumption is that the people are all have the same capability, and that therefore any differences in their outcomes must be to other people in some way doing them wrong.
Welcome back, peons. I'm just teasing. It's Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. We're all equal, right? I mean, isn't that what the left teaches us? We're all equal. We all aspire to the same things. We all believe that where we are in life, that's the place where we're supposed to be. Blah, blah, blah. I could go on. We're all equal. You know, the idea of diversity and equality are so nonsensical. All you got to do is ask yourself a very simple question. Look at the part, unless you're a twin or a triplet or something like that, and I'm talking about identical, look at the person next to you and tell me you're equal to them. They're better at you in some things, you're better at them in others. But for the left to hear it, no, Kevin, if you're black and you don't run as fast as that white boy, well, you got gypped in the, you know, the scheme of things, and you know, we got to fix it. How about the assumption that I'm not nearly, I made the crazy assumption that a white boy could outrun me. Come on, I was doing it for effect. But what about the assumption that I'm more stupid than this white kid? What about that assumption? And you can right the wrongs by changing the test grades and giving me a full fare this or that. It is so patently ridiculous. And you know what it does? When somebody believes that by virtue of the condition of people, that they need to help because that condition has been, you know, it's something that's based on color. Black people are where they are because of our color. It isn't because of our actions. See, because I'm of the school that you can change. I could change the way black people think in a decade if left alone. If the media and everybody says we're going to just kind of go with Kevin for a bit, I would change it. You would never have a black kid growing up going, I can't do it. The only thing black people would be like, you know, give me a little time. When do you need it? Okay, I'll work on it. I'll work on that. Okay, I'll get back with you. The attitude would change. The left doesn't want that. And Thomas Sowell's book, I forget what it's titled, but what an amazing concept that all these are, the left have problems, and the problem they create problems that they want to then go look for solutions for when the problem doesn't even exist. It really doesn't. One of my buddies, he's about to take command of a base in North Carolina, and we were having a discussion, and he says, Kevin, here's what I've come to the conclusion. He says, the generation today hasn't done anything tough. They haven't had to have a civil rights movement. They haven't really had to have a feminist movement. They've not fought any wars. They're going, we need something to do. And so they're looking for victims. They're saying, well, hey, black people, I don't see you as a victim. I haven't really seen segregation and water cannons and German shepherds and all that, but I read about it. So I'm going to go in the Wayback Machine and pretend that it still exists, and I'm going to help you. And black people are going, I'm not really oppressed, but I mean, if you want to help, okay. So black folks are like, bring it. Bring the help. In fact, there was a happy hour. Get this. It was called Reparations Happy Hour. Did you guys hear about this? Seriously. Reparations Happy Hour. My producers didn't hear about it. I found that story. I don't know how you guys didn't. But anyway, Reparations Happy Hour. And it's black people go to happy hour and white people can show up and pay for the drinks. Yeah. Yeah, many of you are out there going, Kevin, I'll buy you a drink because I like hanging out with you. But you call me up and tell me I'm supposed to pay for it. Well, that's a whole different thing. You're exactly right. I wouldn't drink your reparations drink. I'll drink your friendship drink. I'll drink you. Hey, man, you got a minute? Drop by the, you know, my little hangout. Let's have a drink together. My treat. Okay, I'm coming. Kevin, come on by, man. I feel sorry for you. I know you ain't got anything. Nah, I got better things to do. Reparations happy hour. Just play the rest of the clip from Thomas Sowell. Man, what a thinker. What a mind.
It's amazing because if you think just of an individual, I mean, the same man does not have the same capability. He's not even equal to himself at different stages of life, much less being equal to all the other people at all their highly varying stages of their lives.
One of the things that you point out, just and you mentioned age just now, is that there are some sections of the population, perhaps a section divided, sorted by race, where the median age is radically different from that of another group. And so you would expect those with the median age of 40 to be earning far more, for example, than those with the median age of 25. And yet when there is a distinction between those two, people suggest that it has to do with some kind of discrimination, unfair discrimination, and that it therefore takes government action to remediate it.
Absolutely, and the differences range even larger than that. Japanese Americans have a median age of 50. Hispanic Americans have a median age of 26. There's no way they could be equally divided on activities that either require the strength and energy of youth, such as playing Major League Baseball, or things that require long years of experience and education, such as being a surgeon or a CEO.
Right. So why does the invincible fallacy persist? Why is it invincible? Who's to blame?
Well, I think it's invincible mainly because people want to believe it and therefore do not look for any evidence that might go the other way. And people who report evidence that points the other way are simply demonized rather than answered.
What a great segue into the Starbucks insanity. That's what I really wanted to talk about. And I wanted Professor Sowell to help me set it up because a guy wrote an amazing article about it. And here's what he said. He says, never before in the history of corporate America has a company so welcomed accusations of racism as Starbucks. But that could have been expected given the worldview of the executive chairman, Howard Schultz. Several weeks ago, Schultz announced that on May 29th, he would close around 8,000 of the company's outlets to train employees on how to recognize and avoid unconscious social bias. This is in response to the highly publicized arrest that occurred on April the 18th of the two black guys at Starbucks coffee shop in Philadelphia. Now, whatever his ulterior motives were, he and the other company executives should avoid this route. The training is guaranteed to be expensive, and it will backfire. Now, I'm going to stop you for just a second there and explain what's happening right now at Starbucks. They've now made the policy, anybody who wants to use the bathroom can use the bathroom. Now, Starbucks, as a shareholder, I will tell you, you're not in the business of having bathrooms in your stores. How many businesses do you go to where they go, we don't have a bathroom in here, you have to go out into the mall, or you have to go out somewhere else? They're saying, we're here to sell a service. The mall, if you put a store in a mall with a bathroom in it, you're crazy. There's no way you do it. You'd say, no, that's common space. You come to Nordstrom's to shop, not to use the bathroom. Go in the mall. Now, Nordstrom's might put one in their shop because they say, this will help you stay. But it'll help you stay. Why? So you can loiter at Nordstrom's? No. So you can shop. That's what they want. They want you buying stuff, but not Starbucks. Starbucks says, nope, you can come in, and you know what's happening? All what we predicted. All the junkies, all the people looking, prostitutes, everybody, they're finding used condoms, spent hypodermic needles, all kinds of stuff at the Starbucks in the cities. That's what they're finding. A complete backfire. Now, going on, it says corporate executives today know that to keep their jobs and avoid boycotts, they must persuade employees to shed supposed unconscious race and gender biases lurking within their souls. And although the remedy, known universally, as diversity, promotes teamwork, in practice, it constitutes soft totalitarianism, resting on a guiding assumption that to be white and or male is to be guilty until proven innocent. Even the appearance of unfairness to non-white and female employees, customers, and shareholders must be averted.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's amazing. Whenever you look for facts, when you do research, or either about people or about nature, you find skewed distributions everywhere. But when you listen to people talk, especially in the academic world, the underlying assumption is that the people are all have the same capability, and that therefore any differences in their outcomes must be to other people in some way doing them wrong.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Thomas Sowell, a gentleman I have not had the pleasure of meeting, but hope and pray that I get the chance to sit down with Thomas Sowell the same way that I did with Justice Clarence Thomas. And I want to be in Thomas Sowell's presence for a while just to see if some things rub off Welcome back. KJRadio.com, the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. Equal outcomes. You look at the person next to you. Look at your brother, your sister, your uncle, your aunt, your best friend, your worst enemy, and ask yourself, are you equal in any way? The answer is probably no. We all have our skills, strengths, and weaknesses. And the problem in America is the left is so fixated on looking at the thing that they want to consider your weakness and then driving it home how weak you are. And when it comes to race, that's what so pisses me off as a black person, that there are people out there who go, I need to help Kevin because of his color. How condescending is that? It's amazing. If you help somebody because they're carrying packages and they need to get in a door and they can't get their pinky finger because it isn't strong enough and you open the door, that's good help. But if they got one package in one hand and have a free hand, unless you're just being nice, I hope you don't go, oh, well, that's a woman. Or that's, in other words, it could be a man, a woman, a child, old, you know, 8 to 80, as we say, blind, crippled, or crazy. And if they are struggling with packages, I'm going to open the door. If they're not struggling with packages, I'm going to use societal decorum, whatever I believe to be the right thing to do. So, for example, I might not get the door for a man who's got one package in a hand and a free hand, but I might do it for a woman. Just because that was the way I was raised. Now, some people might feel offended by that. I don't do it out of, oh, poor damsel in distress, she can't do it. I do it in to say, as a woman, I respect you more than I do a guy. It isn't that you're weak. I just have a level of respect for you that says, get the door for you. An homage to women. Now, they don't take it that way. The feminists say, I could get my own door. Then get it. Or don't get it. Be mad at me. Continue your misandry and hate men because I'm not looking at you as a cause. But you know who does? Feminists. Feminists look at women as a cause. Leftists look at women as a cause. Leftists look at blacks as a cause, Latinos as a cause, whatever as a cause because they're better. You know who it generally is? Leftist whites. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody know Kevin preaching. He preaching. Call somebody. Howard Schultz is one such leftist. Guy's a billionaire. Starts a company that sells a product for usury amounts of money. I mean, 25 cents to make. They sell it for $5. They make more money than the oil company. And now they want to teach all of their baristas how to be more sensitive to black folks, how to be more sensitive to all people, people wanting to use their bathrooms. And they justify what I call Starbucks insanity. And it's all based on what Thomas Sowell calls invincible fallacy. You can't argue with it. It has backfired. Here's what they said. The justification of this policy is that the human prejudices are so ingrained that we are not usually aware of them. Companies have set up bureaucracies, hired outside consultants who specialize in eradicating unconscious biases. Company officials, whether enthusiastically or fearfully, routinely weave this principle into hiring, promotion, contracting, advertising, and other aspects of their company's operations. And the result is what? Less harmony, disruption of their workforce. And it's been this way. This one of my friends, he wrote this. If there was ground zero for training and evaluation, there was a highly manipulative elementary school exercise developed 50 years ago at an elementary school in Iowa. From this seemingly innocuous beginning, diversity has morphed into a national behavior or modification program for morally wayward adults. The zealous teacher who created this exercise, Jane Elliott, in fact, since the 80s, has spoken to many corporations, adding insult to injury is the cost. A study by MIT Sloan School of Management estimated U.S. corporations in 2015 spent $8 billion on diversity and inclusion programs. That's equivalent to the total revenue of the 350th largest company in the Fortune 500. The diversity industry is built on sand, remarked Sloan professor Thomas Cochin. The business case rhetoric for diversity is simply naive and overdone. There are no strong positive or negative effects of gender or racial diversity on business performance. Period. If anything, diversity undermines teamwork and to the detriment of its intended beneficiaries. Harvard sociologist Frank Dobbin, after delving into the records of various companies, concluded that diversity training reduces the likelihood of black men and women finding work. Three situations in particular were recipes for failure. When diversity is mandatory, when it mentions the law, and when it is specific to managers. About 75% of companies with diversity training fall into at least one of these categories. Such outcomes are understandable. Nobody wants to work where a stray gesture could trigger a lawsuit alleging racism or sexual harassment. I've counseled many people, black people. I can't get a job, man. What's with white man? All I go, no, that's not. It has nothing to do with the white man. Once black people quit complaining and just say, boss, where's my job? Where do I show up? What's the expectations? And I shall exceed them. Now put me to work. We will rule the world. By the way, any group of people could rule the world if that's what they said. If that's what they said. The individual that you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Show, I've told many people this is exactly how I would get a job, how I would make sure that I never not had a job. I'd go to the CEO. I will have evaluated this company. I'd say, sir, I see a couple of areas that you possibly could need me. But here's the thing. I don't want to be presumptuous. You let me know. If I get it right, great. If I don't, you tell me. I'll study that and come back to you with solutions. If you hire me at the minimum wage for all I care. Give me 90 days to solve that problem. If it's within my skill set, I'll solve that problem, then pay me commensurate what you think I would be worth in solving the next problem. We got a deal? And I have talked to, I bet you every CEO I've ever talked to said, Kevin, I'd hire you on the spot. Why? It's no risk. Don't take me through the time you got to put me on your programs and all this other stuff. I don't want to hear about diversity and all that. Give me 90 days up to point you can fire me for any reason. Not showing up and, you know, not understanding it. Just don't like it. Whatever. But at the end of 90 days, if you see the progress that I say and I've solved that problem that's solvable within that time, let's run with it. They go on to say this. Diversity enforcers typically respond to systems may have flaws, but it's sound in principle. Their cure is more of the same. It's especially the case when a company faces accusations from an offended person or organization. And Starbucks is far from the only company that folds, he writes. This March, Swedish-based clothing retailer H&M, stung by charges that a children's hoodie for sale was racist, hired a company insider, Annie Wu, to lead a global diversity team. And Google spent $114 million on diversity programs in 2014, has ramped up unconscious bias training after one of its engineers, James Damore, criticized the company last August for its diversity practices. Google fired Damore, who in turn sued the company for discrimination and wrongful termination. I'm just saying. It's crazy out there. He finishes with this. Maybe corporations instead should treat employees as individuals rather than as members of racial or gender groups. Conscious respect for differences would make obsolete the endless search for unconscious bias. Wow, what a novel idea. Treat people like human beings, like individuals, like based on their own individual needs, not Kevin the black guy or Kevin the black engineer or Kevin the whatever, but just Kevin the employee that's here to do his job. Let's just treat him that way. This is so crazy. Invincible fallacy. How about infallible invincibility or something like that? Invincible fallacy. It's the fallacy of an argument that you can't win with because the more you try to defend yourself, the more you fall into the trap. That's what Thomas Sowell's talking about. So when people ask me, Kevin, what do you do when somebody calls you a racist? I go, why would you respond? Why wouldn't you just say, shut up, clown? You don't even know a racist. You're the racist. Who made you the person that can spot racism everywhere? By the way, you miss it all the time.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.